Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome to Oaktown Boys. We have a little bonus episode here. We're doing trade deadline episode. And we saw a little thing. I think it was Sesame's Barbecue that said that they did, that one of them went completely dark on the day of the trade deadline, and the other one paid attention to what happened, and then revealed everything that happened to the other one. So Corey's the one in the dark. Corey has not been on Twitter, has not been looking at baseball stuff all day. He has no idea. He knows up until last night. So every trade through the 31st, he's aware of. But everything that happened today, August 1st, Corey doesn't know about. So he's about to find out.
Nailed it. I'm very excited. It was not easy, I will say. I used the settings on my iPhone to restrict Twitter and Facebook access to like 1 minute on the whole day. Hasn't really been an issue. But I realized like my emails could give things away if I got an email from like the A's or the Padres. So I had to reach out to look at that. Basically had to avoid all of my news outlets because all of my news outlets are catered to me. So they're pretty much all baseball related things. And I went to the gym. This is the hardest one. I went to the gym and ESPN was on. And I saw flashes of things. So like, I don't know anything for sure, but I have a hunch. Did Verlander go to the Astros?
Verlander went to the Astros. I would say that's the biggest one. That's the biggest thing that happened.
Yeah, I saw some flashes.
I was going to tell you the main thing I was going to say was a couple things didn't happen. No big names from the Padres got traded, and Dylan Cease didn't get traded. Dylan Cease is still a White Sox, and that's like honestly pretty surprising to me. Once they traded Giolito, I was like sure that Cease was going to be going too. So a little bit surprised, but I guess they probably still have some team control on him. So not like the most shocking thing ever, but I was like pretty sure he was going to get traded, and he totally didn't.
That's pretty surprising. I think the only other question before we get into it, did the A's make any trades today? Don't tell me what they are yet, but did they happen?
Nothing big, nothing too exciting, fortunately. No Brent Rooker getting traded. And really, no, I'm just double checking, but not even anything real small time.
Wow.
They didn't do anything.
We didn't trade Laureano or Blackburn.
No.
Wow.
Which cool. I agree.
I think I'm happy with that.
I was a little bit surprised, but also if the deal isn't there, then the deal isn't there. you know.
I don't think there was anyone on the A's team that had to be traded. You know, we didn't have anybody on an expiring contract who's truly amazing at baseball, things like that.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we both kind of agreed by the end that Jace Peterson needed to be traded, but that was just because we're tired of watching him play. So,
yeah. And trading Sam Mold, he's valuable.
Yeah. So the only moves the A's made were Mole and Peterson.
Okay.
Which I'm not mad at.
Yeah. We'll have to do a little bit of a, maybe if we have some time here, which I'm sure we will, look at who we got back in those trades a little bit. All right.
I'm pretty sure the dude we got for Sam Mole is like massive. He's like 6'7" and he's a reliever and he throws really hard.
For some reason, a
K rate of like 13 per nine stands out to me as something that might be happening, but you know, we'll see. Okay. So let's see here. Let's start from the first. This is not necessarily going to be in chronological order. This is how they have it. MLB.com, actually. They have them all listed in one big article, and this is how they have them listed in, like, ascending order of today. So I don't know if these are exactly how they happened in order today, but these all happened today. Royals acquire Tucker Davidson from the Angels for cash. The Angels DFA'd him, and I think the Royals, they just, you know, I don't think cool. that really moves the needle that much.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a lefty. He had a 6.54 ERA through 18 relief appearances for them this year. Then they DFA'd him. He's 6.15 career ERA off over 105 and a third. So he doesn't seem to. He hasn't quite figured it out yet, I don't think. Rays acquire Adrian Sampson and Manuel Rodriguez from the Cubs for Josh Robertson. Everybody is a right-handed pitcher in that deal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Adrian Sampson's about to become a great.
He's already having a pretty good year. Honestly,
it's always been mean to the A's.
Yeah, 3.11 ERA over 21 appearances, 19 starts. 1.63 ERA in his seven starts in July. First year of arbitration under team control for the 2026 season. Rodriguez is a 26 at AAA, 4.42 ERA. Nothing super crazy. But you know, the Rays are, that's two pitchers that the Rays traded for. So they're probably going to buy you really good.
Yeah. Maybe stash them in the draft next year.
And then what's his name? Josh Robertson is a righty. He's a 27-year-old in AAA still, 4.05 ERA this year over 36 innings. Doesn't seem to be too exciting. Justin Brule from the Dodgers got traded to the Rockies. The Dodgers DFA'd him. 4.07 ERA in 20 games. Just for cash. So Rockies get Brule, Dodgers get some money.
Okay. Slow start.
Mariners acquire right-hander Edward Bazzardo from the Orioles for right-handed pitcher Logan Reinhart. Reinhart seems to ring a little bit of a deal. No, never mind. I guess he's a high A pitcher. Relief guy, 2.84, 10 saves and 38 innings. Drafted in 2019. Bizardo, 27, headed to the Mariners. He's, you know.
Sounds like an even swap.
yeah, nothing too exciting. This one is a little bit interesting. Luis Patino from the Rays to the White Sox for cash. He was part of the Blake Snell deal. He's 23. He's hasn't pitched them only 118 innings over the last four seasons, 5.23 ERA. So nothing great yet from him, but the stuff I seem to remember is pretty good. So, you know, maybe we'll see what happens there. He's definitely going to, I think, be able to get a chance to start for the White Sox. Rays acquire catcher Alex Jackson from the Brewers for right-hand pitcher Evan McKendry. Jackson, a little bit of MLB experience, 66 games. He's only hit 141. He was hitting 286 over 45 games at AAA this year. I don't think the Braves really need catchers, at least this year. He is 27. And McKendry is a right-hander, 8.3 with a 4.0 ERA over 96 innings this year in AAA. So, again, not much. Yankees acquire right-hander Spencer Howard from the Rangers for cash. I think we've seen him pitch a couple times for the Rangers.
Sounds familiar.
Hasn't been very good so far. 3-11 with a 7.20 ERA and 38 career appearances, 29 starts. He is appearing this year exclusively as a reliever for the first time. So the Yankees definitely need some help. So we'll see how that goes. Kind of a low risk move for them to maybe improve their bullpen. Angels acquire right-handed pitcher Dominic Leone from the Mets for infielder Jeremiah Jackson. That's not nothing. We know, I think we know both of those names, actually. 4.4 ERA, over 30 and two-thirds for him, 33 strikeouts. Angels are making moves. Angels are adding, definitely. Jackson's the number 9 prospect in their system. He doesn't have they don't have the best system, but he's a top 10 prospect. 2018, second round pick, 768 OPS in 82 AA games this year, 15 homers, 21 stolen bases. So, some infield help, some middle infield help for the Mets, and Dominic Leone to the Angels. That's definitely the most significant one, I think, so far. I think Dominic Leone is like the most impactful name that's been moved in all of these trades.
Yeah, I'm certainly underwhelmed so far. Can we step it up a notch?
You're going to start to know some of these names for sure. Phillies acquire infielder Rodolfo Castro from the Pirates for left-handed pitcher Bailey Falter. Mm-hmm. Castro was fantasy useful for like short spurts last year for the Pirates. That hasn't a career 226, 299, 396 triple slash. Not amazing. He's only 24. And the Phillies need some help. They got Trey Turner and Bryson Stott, and then I don't think that much behind him. And Bailey Falter, also like a pretty well regarded pitcher in their in the Phillies system. Flopped this year. He went 0-7 with a 5.13 ERA before getting sent back down to AAA.
But last year,
he went 6-4 with a 3.86 ERA. So
he's a lefty with gray hair.
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty good. The Phillies need some infield depth, and the Pirates need young guys that might work out. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good deal. Good deal for both sides. Maybe a really good deal for the Pirates because he might be like pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Rodolfo Castro, I don't necessarily see a super high ceiling with him. He is pretty versatile. I think he plays like second, third, short, and left. Which for, a team like the Phillies where they already have a lot of money allocated to a few positions, versatility is important. So, alrighty, Red Sox acquire infielder Luis Urias from the Brewers for right-hander Bradley Blaylock. We know who Luis Urias is.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's been tough this year. He has not hit well at all this year. But he's had some good seasons, and he's a solid, I think, middle infielder, solid second baseman. And Blaylock, 32nd round pick in 2019. Yeah, 32nd round pick in 2019, posted a combined 2.19 ERA and 1.01 WHIP across 11 starts with single A and high A this year. So low levels of the minors, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dodgers acquire left-hander Ryan Yarbrough from the Royals for infielder Devin Mann and shortstop Derlin Figueroa.
Yarbrough.
We know who Ryan Yarbrough is.
From that face injury.
Yep. And in 4 starts in July, he had a 2.19 ERA over 24 innings.
Wow, good for him.
3.08 ERA as a starter this year. 4.24 overall, but good as a starter. And man, kind of guy it seems like going to the Dodgers might make him great.
Sounds like a perfect Dodger. Yep.
Yeah.
A very Tyler Anderson-esque move.
Yep. So, and they got first baseman Devin Mann and shortstop Derlin Figueroa. Devin Mann is their number 29 prospect, which carries a little bit more weight than other people's 29 prospect because the Dodgers got a lot of dudes. Devin Mann hitting 307 in 89 games at AAA, while Figueroa, who is only 19, is hitting 237 with three home runs in 31 games at the Arizona Complex League. But, you know, 19-year-old shortstop, and, you know, the Dodgers seem to draft/sign international players fairly effectively. So if the Dodgers want to give you a 19-year-old who has some upside, sometimes they're Jordan Ventura, you know? So, Jordan Alvarez.
Yes. Okay.
Jordan Ventura is the guy that pitched for the Royals, right? Sorry. Brain fart. Looking at a lot of names right now. Alrighty, Mets acquire Phil Bickford and Adam Kolarik from the Dodgers for cash. So that's an interesting move by the Mets.
Adam Bickford, Kolarik?
I think, was like a... Yeah, and Phil Bickford.
Strange.
Yeah, it's an interesting move by the Dodgers that they would, you know... I mean, maybe acquiring Yarbrough is going to push someone to the pen, so they thought that they were... I mean, they DFA'd... Bickford, so they were going to do something with him. But I mean, I don't know, you know, maybe Kolarik, they needed the money more for something else, you know, I don't know. But yeah, Bickford has been all right historically. He's been kind of rough this year, not good. 5.14 ERA, 4.39 FIP, and 1.5 whip. He's a free agent at the end of the year. Kolarik's only 28.
34.
I thought he started. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. And Kolarik, that's a good pickup. I think Kolarik for sure is a good pickup. Bickford might end up being a good pickup. So interesting move by the Mets, I think. Then we got Braves acquire Brad Hand from the Rockies for Alec Barger. Brad Hand, it's going to stop working at some point, but you know, I mean, 4.54 this season, but he's always dominates lefties. He's continuing to dominate lefties.
Just got a save against the A's. He's still doing it.
Yep, and he's giving up an OPS of 480 to lefties. So
that plays.
Yeah, and the Braves also recently added Pierce Johnson from the Rockies, who is brutal on right-handers. So they added a dude who can dominate lefties and a dude who can dominate righties, which is definitely the type of move that a team like the Braves, who are pretty much good at everything, should be making. Like, you just got to fill in the cracks a little bit, you know, like you try and find solutions, cheap solutions whenever you can. Barger, 17th round pick of 2019. He's a reliever at Double A, you know, I mean, who knows? Padres acquired Garrett Cooper and Sean Reynolds for Ryan Weathers. You know, I wouldn't count Ryan Weathers necessarily as a big name in Padres, but I'm a little bit surprised they moved him. He's still like, what, 23?
Pretty young, but also pretty terrible so far. So it sounds, I mean, we haven't gotten there yet, I'm guessing, but Padres are buying?
Based on everything that I can see, they're definitely not selling. You know, like they're not going all in the way that we've seen AJ Preller go all in sometimes. But yeah, no, it seems like they're banking on getting it together.
Oh, right. Ha-Seong Kim hurt his shoulder. I forgot.
Yeah, and you know, Garrett Cooper's not a terrible pickup.
He's very much average lately, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, but these are the type of names that sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle. You know, you put him in a different situation in the right lineup, and he may have a good couple months. But yeah, Ryan Weathers, man, I mean, not great.
Didn't go according to plan. Nope.
No.
I think I saw something recently. He's got like one of the worst ERAs in Padres starters history.
I believe it, man. He has a 6.25 ERA and a 1.6 WHIP combined between AAA and the majors. So that's not good. You know, 23. No, that's so Garrett Cooper and Sean Reynolds is the number 21. Dude in the Marlins system, so that's not their worst prospect at all. Yeah, So that'll work. You know, we wish Ryan Weathers well. He has at points also had very good hair. I think he might have good hair right now.
Totally.
So we're rooting for that. Let's see. Rangers acquire Austin Hedges from the Pirates for international bonus pool money. I think that is interesting. I think that's, I like it, you know, especially acquiring someone like, what's his name? Scherzer, you know, you're bringing someone in like that. May not be a terrible idea to have another catcher. Austin Hedges is,
he's
a very good defensive catcher, you know?
Yep.
And he's got striking blue eyes. You can put him in the promos. But yeah, I like that deal. I like that deal a lot for the Padres on it, especially just like for, you know, I mean, obviously it's not nothing, but like, you don't have to, you're not taking anything away from your team and you're just adding Austin Hedges, who doesn't need to hit if he doesn't, you know, like he's a very good low cost defensive replacement in the like 8th and 9th, whenever you need him to be. And again, I mean, the Rangers are a pretty good team. So
yeah, you put a good catcher on a good team, usually it's a good recipe.
Yeah, and I kind of like the Braves. You know, like the Rangers are pretty solid. They don't have any like huge glaring holes. So I'm not surprised they made kind of like around the edge moves to just like bolster a little bit. Moving on here, our buddy Andrew Chafin going to the Brewers.
The Brewers
for Peter Strzelecki. Made his MLB debut last year. He's 28. Seems to be like kind of an okay middling starter reliever.
Brewers are riding that Chafin, buy sell line.
They are indeed. And Chafin is, I mean, he's great. You know, I mean, Chafin is,
he's a very, Chafin
is one of the more consistent, dudes, I think. Had a bad week, had like a bad week last week. It's because it says the ERA is 4.19, but that was not that high. There we go. He entered last week with an ERA of 2.97, but allowed 5 runs against Cardinals on July 24th. So his ERA is 4.19 right now, but it really is like 3, you know. And Andrew Chafin is amazing at pitching and a super cool guy. So we're rooting for him anywhere he goes. Oh, let's see. Marlins acquired Jake Berger from the White Sox for Jake Eater. We got a Jake for Jake trade.
Jake sandwich.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Berger is interesting, you know, 25 homers this year, but a 279 on base and a 31.5 strikeout rate. So, you know, like, got a little bit of young Jorge Soler in him. Needs to either be a little bit more selective or get some other hits other than home runs.
Yep.
But it's an interesting move. Interesting move for the Marlins, I think.
Fitting for the Marlins, as you mentioned, Soler. Yep.
Yeah, and it's a buy move for sure for the Marlins, you know. Eater is their number 4 prospect. Returned from Tommy John earlier this year, has a 4.12 ERA with an 11 K per 9 over 9 starts in the minors. So that may be one of those Marlins trades where they end up being like, you traded who for who?
Yep.
Seems
like a bad idea.
So yeah, that's one of those things we should definitely we should like put that one on some sort of list somewhere. Check in on him in like 6 months and see if he's like absolutely torching the minors. Cause I could be wrong. 100% could be wrong. Don't really see Jake Berger moving the needle too much for the Marlins, you know?
No, that's an interesting trade for both sides though.
Yeah, I mean, and if it does work out for the Marlins, then we look dumb, and maybe that dude, if it doesn't work out, who knows? Yankees acquire Keenan Middleton from the White Sox.
Nice.
For Juan Carella. Middleton is, if I was a Yankees fan, it's not the Keenan Middleton's doesn't have potential, but like,
more.
You're not really moving the needle with these very much.
No.
You know?
It's got a career ERA of 4.
But I will say he's averaging 11.5 K per nine this year. Which is good. You know, I mean, it's
way better than he's ever done before.
And it is much better than what the Yankees are rolling out of their bullpen right now. And Carella's 21 in high A this year, 2-4 record, 3.67 ERA, 11.8 K per nine. So, I mean, I guess I don't, we'll see. We'll see how Keenan Middleton pitches for the Yankees, but that's another one for some reason that sticks out to me is I wouldn't be that surprised if that dude is shoving for the White Sox in like 2 years and the Yankees look like not that smart for that move.
Yankees, you know, kind of stink at making trades.
They do, and I feel like this move is a pretty good example of like, I don't know if there's enough upside in this move to even justify like making it. You know, like, what does this do? What best case scenario, what does this do for you? Keenan Middleton? He's not going to close for you. You know, like, there's been no, like, extended stretch of major league pitching that Keenan Middleton has done that should make him think that he's, like, should make you think that he's a reinforcement for a team that needs to gain ground in a playoff race.
I don't know.
You know, and we've got, like, so far, what have we done as the Yankees front office? Spencer Howard and Keenan Middleton?
Two household names.
To a team that's like floundering, kind of. You know, like that's like, dang, man. Especially with some of these other, like you didn't want to go get Luis Urias. They were apparently trading him. You know?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, there's like a couple, like Garrett Cooper. Yankees can't use Garrett Cooper. Yankees couldn't use Andrew Chafin.
Maybe maybe they'll hop in on Manny Pena. I didn't realize we DFA'd him.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it was crazy. Doing the crazy there. He had 12 plate appearances. You know?
He didn't look bad either.
No, he didn't.
Okay, I have started looking. I couldn't help myself. I wanted to keep up, be able to conversate a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking we probably don't need to. I think you've probably done most of the little ones at this point, but we probably don't need to discuss all the little pieces in each trade.
Okay, fair enough.
So what are some of the doozies that jump out at you?
Tommy Pham going to the Diamondbacks. Rich Hill and G-Man Choi to the Padres.
Okay, now we're talking.
Again, not a huge, you know, like, but interesting. Like, I think I view what the Padres are doing kind of almost as like the antithesis to what the Yankees are doing. You know, like the Yankees are making like not very impressive moves that probably aren't going to help them. Padres are making like fairly low risk moves that could pay off super well for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they gave up Jackson Wolf, Estuar Arcero, and Alfonso Rivas.
Don't think I care about any of those.
Yeah, they're,
as a Padres fan,
Wolf is number 16, and I think he's like the prize. But Rich Hill, we know and love Rich Hill, and G-Man Choi, we know and love G-Man Choi also.
Are they having good years? Like,
Rich Hill's kind of innings eaten. Mostly. Yeah,
he's also 43 years old now.
And
he's kind of average. Choi, he's been league average. Yeah.
And Choi, since returning from a left Achilles strain on July 7th, has a 930 OPS and a 140 WRC+. So, I mean, as long as G-Man's only facing right-handers, that's a That's a hell of a bat to add.
He does have a pretty impressive resume.
He does.
This is the only season he's ever had an OPS plus, like, under 100, basically. And it's at 91.
He's a very good hitter. You know?
Yep. It's only been in 23 games this year. All they could use, and he's fun. He adds energy, you know?
That's what I was going to say. Both of those dudes fit the vibe that the Padres seem to be aiming for. You know, I don't know if all of the guys on that team quite fit that vibe right now, but Rich Hill and G-Man Choi definitely seem to, like, feel good, you know, like, trying to have fun. Next, we have Josh Bell to the Marlins.
Wow. He just keeps getting moved around.
Mm-hmm. For Gene Segura and Khalil Watson. So, we know Josh Bell, we know Gene Segura, and Khalil Watson, I think, is...
He's a prospect.
Where is he in there? I thought he would have been on there, what's it called? Top 30. But he was 16th overall pick in the 2021 draft. So he's, you know, I think that's probably a pretty good prospect for them to get.
Mm-hmm.
And Gene Segura, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, it seems like probably like a,
he's like a money for money up
thing. Like, whatever. Recognizable names, but I don't think that trade really moves the needle too much. I will say, though, getting Josh Bell and Garrett Cooper for the Marlins, Jake Berger.
Jake Berger. Yeah.
Jake Berger's only power. Josh Bell can get on base. So that's kind of, you're adding.
Josh Bell can also hit for more prodigious power as well.
Yeah. I like getting Josh Bell makes me like the Jake Berger addition a little bit more. Because, you know, that you're, they have diversified their lineup bases a little bit. Yeah. And let's see. Padres acquire Scott Barlow.
This is Royals. A cool one.
Yes.
This is one for me that tells me the Padres are indeed still in the hunt.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But it's also kind of a buy low, you know. I mean,
he isn't having a great year, huh?
No, but he is historically very good. So I like that move from the Padres. Another move that I like from the Padres. And he was probably one of the better change of scenery candidates, like, out there. So
yeah, wow. The last 2 years, he's got ERA pluses in the 180s. It's currently sitting at 83 this year.
Yeah.
That's only 38 innings.
Even like, this year. And even this year, he's 13 for 16 in save chances. So he hasn't been very good, but he's still nailed it down when they've asked him to, mostly. So good for the Padres. I like that move. This is a big one. This is one of the names that people were talking about. Phillies acquire Michael Lorenzen.
Oh, no way. All right. He did get traded.
Mm-hmm. For infielder Hao-Yu Lee, who is number 5 for the Phillies. Lorenzen's been dealing.
Yeah, he's a solid start. He's a solid, like, 4 starter these days. Easy.
That's a very good move for the Phillies, I think. I mean, I don't think that you even knew. There's not even really much to unpack there. He's having a pretty good year. He was, like, fairly inexpensive. I mean, you know, the Hao-Yu Lee, the numbers look fine, but he's at high A, you know. And if you can get, if you can get a solid starter for a playoff push for, like, a low-level infielder, then you got to do it, you know. And Michael Lorenzen, you know, maybe he'll start hitting again. You remember when he was trying to do that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So maybe he's Shohei Ohtani.
Seeing how Eduardo Rodriguez vetoed a trade to the Dodgers, that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
You don't see many people wanting to veto a trade to the Dodgers.
Yeah, you think he'd definitely want to go there.
But he wants to stay close to his family on the East Coast. Respect.
Respect for sure. We are, I think, getting down to the brass tacks a little bit here. This one's also kind of interesting. Paul DeJong to the Blue Jays.
Very interesting, yeah. Came out of necessity from the Bo Bichette injury, I would think.
Yeah, but also, it seems like the Cardinals got 13th round pick in 2021. 24-year-old owns a 1.11 ERA with 39 Ks over 32 and a third innings in high A. So, again, high A. Long way away from the majors, but they might have done pretty well for Paul DeJong. You know, I mean, when he's good, he's good. But when he's bad, he's kind of hopeless. And the Cardinals just have a, you know, the Cardinals have like Brendan Donovan, Nolan Gorman. They got people that can play short. I think they don't need to, I don't think they really need him. And they're selling anyway.
Donovan, you know? Just underwent surgery, actually.
Oh, really?
Yep. But yeah, they're selling. They stink. I mean, they blew it.
Which is kind of crazy. It's weird that this, it's weird that if they were going to make this trade, that they didn't just make it part of the Jordan Hicks trade. You know, like, yeah. I don't, it's weird to me sometimes that those trades happen like 12 hours apart from each other. Because it's like, weren't you guys just on the phone? Like, you know, like, you didn't talk about this when you were talking about the other thing. But anyway, I think that's a good get. I think that seems like a win for both teams. This is, to me, maybe the biggest one. It's definitely the second biggest one of the day. The biggest one of the day is obvious. Second biggest one, Jack Flaherty to the Orioles.
Yeah, that one jumped out at me.
I like it.
Yeah, the Orioles are making some solid moves. Definitely a little bit of the buy low type mentality.
And the dudes they got back, Cesar Prieto, Drew Rom, Zach Showalter.
Cesar Prieto's the name I recognize.
Cesar Prieto is number 16 in the St. Louis system, and Drew Rom is number 18. I don't think Showalter's in the top 30. But that's a pretty good get. You know?
I wonder if he's related to Buck.
Jack Flaherty is another dude who's really good when he's good and really kind of bad when he's bad. And has put up some of the most confounding pitching lines that we've seen this entire year. You remember when he like walked was throwing a no hitter through six innings, but had walked like seven dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the movement is definitely still there for Jack Flaherty, but I don't know about the location necessarily, but you know, he's been fine this year. Honestly, 54 walks in 109 innings is a little bit too much. But mostly he's healthy after he hadn't been healthy for a couple of years. So I think he's a good dude to roll the dice on, you know? And last but certainly not least, we got Justin Verlander going back to the Astros.
For who?
Don't love it. For Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford, who are both outfielders. Gilbert is number one in Houston's system. Whoa. And Clifford is number four.
Damn.
Gilbert is 68 on the top 100. That's a get, you know, that is like pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And for Justin Verlander, who's old and could fall apart at any moment, but he's still good. He's still kicking.
Yeah. And Clifford, was drafted in 2022, posted a 919 OPS with 18 homers and 83 games in the minors this year. And he is at high A currently. So he seems like he could be pretty solid too. And that is literally everything that happened today.
Wow. 36 minutes flat.
That's interesting. That's interesting about Eduardo Rodriguez. I'm just seeing that right now.
Yeah, that Dylan Cease not getting traded. Pretty big one.
I kind of forgot that Eduardo Rodriguez even had a no trade clause. But good for him for exercising it. He's got 3 years and $49.5 million left on his deal. So he wants to be in Detroit, and he's going to be in Detroit for a little while.
He's got to be one of the only people that would make that choice. But good for him.
But yeah, I mean, who knows why, but it's his right. But yeah, that's it. That's basically kind of all we wanted to talk to you guys about. We wanted to let you know what happened in the trade deadline. It's a little bit disappointing that there isn't more A stuff to talk about, but I'm also kind of glad that they didn't trade anyone I didn't want them to trade.
That's right. So, and they did stuff.
No news is good news sometimes.
And we still got Ramon and Tony.
Do you have any immediate winners or losers kind of that stick out to you?
I mean, the Astros are super scary. Suddenly. Yes. They weren't that scary. They've been kind of minding their own business, but they basically have caught the Rangers, and now they have Verlander. So They're probably going to go to the championship series again, if I had to guess.
I think that's probably true.
I'm not sure the Rangers did enough. That's another thought.
That is kind of a good... They did
a lot of stuff. They did it this throughout the last week, but I don't know. They didn't add a Verlander.
They definitely did not, and they could have.
Did they add Scherzer, but
they didn't add Verlander.
And they should have added him
as well as Verlander.
They were serious about it.
Do you have a favorite trade or favorite trade, least favorite trade?
I think the Padres getting G-Man Choi and Rich Hill. We've had a lot of fun with Rich Hill over the years, and now we get to watch him more closely. We watch kind of a lot of Padres games. And yeah, I feel like G-Man's going to be a great addition. Garrett Cooper's solid. I mean, they got rid of Rougned Odor. Kim's out. So I feel like the playing time's there for both those guys. So it'll be interesting to see what they could do.
Yeah, I think my favorite's either Flaherty to the Orioles or Barlow to the Padres. I think Flaherty to the Orioles is obviously like a bigger deal, but Barlow to the Padres is also cool.
And that could work out real good for them. They need some bullpen help.
They do. They need help in kind of a lot of areas. But they tried. They tried to solve it also. You know, I mean, I think they added a couple good arms and a good bat. And they didn't pay that high of a price for any of it. So if you can pull that off, it's pretty good. If the deal isn't there for Juan Soto, then the deal isn't there. You know, like there, you don't just trade him because you think you should. So yeah, okay, fair enough. That was the 2023 trade deadline, brought to you by Oaktown Boys.
Not the craziest deadline ever, but things happened.
And you know, we may find out in a couple of years that it was actually a crazy deadline. We just didn't know a lot of the names yet. So, I think that may be all that we have for you for right now. And we will be talking to you like early next week.
Catch up with you then.
And in the meantime, go A's.
Go A's.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.